All right, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley service net. Unfortunately, guys, bear with me. I am currently mobile through the Echolink system, so I do not have a type in front of me to read from any script, that is, so forgive me. This net is held every night at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Club repeater at 146.655 megahertz. And just a quick reminder, your next meeting will be on April 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Northern Art, Pratt and Arden, yeah, Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street. So, like I say, I'm doing this from memory, in Boonville, New York. So I tell you what, really quick before I get this net going, is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I'll move forward here quickly. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley service net. Currently taking calls from portables, battery-powered, or mobile stations. Come now, please. All right, KD2FPM, net control here for the Black River Valley service net. Now taking calls from Echolink stations. I will now pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
KD2FPM, KA3TFB, Bill here in Franklin Park Borough. Good evening to all. I tip my hat. I'm the only one at Echolink. Back over to you.
All right, the net recognizes KA3TFB. Go ahead, Bill. Take it away. The floor is yours.
Roger, Roger. I'll be brief here. 25 degrees here in Franklin Park Borough. That's a great difference from yesterday when it was 65 degrees and I can go outside with a short sleeve shirt on and not be cold. Back over to you. Thanks for being there. Thanks for handling the net as you travel. Be safe there. Be very careful. KA3TFB, back to net control. Over.
All right, Bill, it's always good to hear from you, and I do apologize for not being at my desk where I normally would sit for this net. We had a fire department meeting tonight, and it just ended, like I say, about 2 minutes ago, so I'm just lucky to be in here at this point. All right, I will now take calls from regular guests and members. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley service net. Come now, please.
M2PFM, good evening, Kevin.
KC2WI.
Okay, that was a nice call out there. I've got three stations in here. KC2WI, Pete. We've got N5AOW, Bob. And N2PFM, George, I know I did the list backwards there. That way I'll give you the floor first, George. Go ahead. Take it away.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin. We got a temperature here of 17 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today, 16 to 39. That, of course, was last night. And North Valley had a little heavy coating of snow this morning, and that was it. Lots of wind, some sun. And right now, say it's 17 degrees, supposed to go down into a couple degrees below zero, and they say I'm very happy with that new heating system, with that new coal belly stove. Works very well. While I get paid, I'm going to try some of the liquid old Lehigh Valley anthracite Blayshack coal from up in Cook, get a sort of cartridge for that, and some of the circles, and get an idea what, when I say use coal, what coal works the best with it. So that, nothing much else, so thank God bless, 73, that's who PFM clear.
Okay, George, yeah, sounds like you're just a couple degrees colder than me. I've got 19 outside here at Pender's Corners Fire Department. All right, Bob, N5AOW, you are up next. This is KD2FPM, net control.
Well, Roger, Kevin, N5AOW. Well, we had a snowy, blustery day here. A little more than blustery. It was pretty windy. not a whole lot to really discuss, so with that I'll turn it back to you. Everyone have a fine evening. N5AOW back home.
Okay, Bob, yeah. Sounds like you guys got the snow. We just got flurries down here, so we kind of got lucky down here in that sense. All right, Pete, KC2WI, the floor is all yours. Tell us what happened on your day today.
KC2WI. Well, it was a busy day. I didn't really start off quite efficiently. I ended up sort of doing non-essential, non-work, posting a couple comments on Snowmobile Board. Maybe one was on eham.net, and things like that, instead of really getting right to work. But pretty much just kept doing stuff here. I just realized one thing I forgot to do, which we'll have to do now in the morning. Make a call and get some more multi-PC licenses. I don't have any for the antivirus that I sell, which is really good for the web group, Secure Anywhere, which I chose when I switched from Norton. Antivirus when Symantec decided to discontinue selling that and push everybody to the, you know, I'll call it loaded Norton security with all the extra junk that most people don't understand and don't use and don't need. And of course, I got to work directly with the company and I call somebody. I don't know why we can't just email it, but that's the way it was. Anyway, we had a dusting of snow sometime between midnight and maybe 8 a.m., 8:30, I don't know. Flurries, like, in the morning. And it wasn't too bad here. It was maybe a quarter of an inch of snow. And, of course, it was cold. And I actually went out. Just with a broom and swept off the front steps and the walk. I had somebody that was coming. I had a person that was going to come at 9. I talked to them last night and they said, well, you know, if the weather's decent. And I was really surprised when they called me up and said, oh, I'm not going out. It's terrible. And I'm looking outside and it looks okay to me. But she was not that far away up in Belfort. She said, oh, it's really bad here. The wind is blowing. It's white out and all this kind of stuff. And I looked up on top of the trees. They weren't even moving here. So very variable weather, I guess, all around in North Country. I saw a post somewhere about, Indian Lake. They had like an inch of, sleet, crummy snow. And then I guess before it got cold, and then it rained, temperature dropped and it rained, but I talked to my dad about 20 miles south. He said, we had a quarter of an inch of snow, so nothing. So it was very variable. Some schools, I can't remember, maybe Saranac Lake, but I don't know, there's a couple schools around closed. I don't think any right here. So, but it wasn't a bad day here. I really didn't come out. But it wouldn't have been bad if I had to drive somewhere. So that's what's going on here. We got a meeting scheduled here in Lowellville for Wednesday, March 16th. And I've got the word out. I've got, you know, email out to the notice out to the paper and the radio station, and I've tried to promote it on Facebook. We don't have a lot of followers, you know, on the the ham radio, local ham radio Facebook page. I don't have one for the club. I made one for the emergency communicators group, but I never did anything for the club. And I've been debating whether the ones that I made for the Northern New York Amateur Radio Association should have been a group. Maybe it would just, you know, encourage more actual interaction and discussion. And the same thing for the Black River Valley Amateur Radio Club. I haven't made a page at all or anything. And I'm thinking, well, we have the website for announcements and, you know, static stuff. Maybe the maybe if I do something for Facebook, it should be a group. And maybe it would get some people to get out. Casey, GWI.
All right, KCQWI, KD2FPM here. Yeah, unfortunately, my Echolink dropped there towards the end there, Pete. My apologies. Hopefully, you were finished with what you were saying. Come back if you weren't.
Yeah, no, not really. I guess I was just saying that I'm thinking of, you know, social media is the name of the game, like it or not. And maybe I ought to be making a page for the Black River Valley Amateur Radio Club or a group, and I haven't decided which to do. I made a page for the Northern New York Amateur Radio Association, and, you know, I kind of post on it, and every once in a while you get a, there's been one or two comments of, you know, users, followers, whatever. But I'm thinking maybe a group might be better for the club. I don't know. I'm not a member of the Adirondack Mountain Club because I refuse to pay any money to an organization who's going to use it to pay a lawyer to sue the state when get rid of snowmobile trails. But I have friends in the group, and they have a Facebook page. I've suggested a couple times, why do you have that? Why don't you make it a group so all the members post about, you know, let's go on this hike or that kind of stuff. It would be much better, but they haven't changed it, so I don't know. Anyway, that's about it here. KC2WI.
All right, Pete, yeah, I hear you there about snowmobiling. No, this year really, unfortunately, hasn't been that great of a year for snowmobiling either, so, and I feel bad. I'm going to probably put my foot in my mouth here. Next week I'm hearing temperatures maybe in the 60s, maybe 70, but I was also hearing beforehand we might see some more snow, so we'll have to wait and see what happens there. So, all right, I'll throw another call out for any and all stations wishing to check in to the Black River Valley Service Net. This is KD2FBM, your net control.
KD2FBM.
Oh, wow. I just had to do a double take there. KA2ZNZ. Jack, Kevin James out here. I'm actually at Pender's Corners tonight. We just finished up our fire meeting. So, Jack, go ahead. Take the floor. It's yours because I know you got to get ready for Octane here shortly.
Yes, you are correct on that. I think there's a delay coming back. It would be just perfect for the Vasquez repeater to finally drop and got on my head. There it is. So, good evening, I know it was you, Kevin. Good evening to you. And just quickly here, we had a high of 53 at 2 a.m. And by morning, it was down to 25. And right now, we're down to 21. And it's headed down further from what they say. Yeah, it's supposed to get a little milder next week. I saw that when I was going through the weather tonight. 7-3-0-0.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, it's always good to hear you in here because I know you've had some issues trying to get into the Boonville repeater in the past because of conflicts with Rochester. So sounded really good tonight. I could make out what you were talking about, so that was really cool. All right, I'll tell you what, I'll throw another call out for any last-minute check-ins or if there's any comments or queries. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
KC2FBM.
NBU.
KC2NBU, hey, go ahead, take the floor, it's yours. Still have the floor open here for you.
Just a quick check-in, one more for the count. We've got 16 degrees up on the hill here, and I'm still out in the shop programming keyless entry codes. Last minute stop. Nice working indoors, I'll tell you. Boy, I love heat.
Yeah, okay, received. Yeah, it looks like I still have 19 degrees here from where I'm standing here at Pender's Corners. Very most northern part of Delaware County, just over the Otsego County border, so right near Oneonta, actually, so kind of cool. But all right, yeah, I'll throw out another call. I'll see if anyone else wants to check in or if there's any comments or queries. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, I tell you what, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 21:21 local time, and I'd like to thank everyone that checked in tonight. We had 6 stations, one on Echolink and then 5 on the radio, so that was really cool tonight. I want to thank all those that listened to, that was really cool, and appreciate everyone's time and checking in tonight. Like I say, my apologies, I am semi-mobile tonight. So I want to thank those that bared with me. I will now turn the repeater back to regular amateur use, and I'd like to thank again all that were here with us tonight. That was awesome. And I will say 7-3, KD2FPM will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. Take care, guys. I will see you later. KD2FPM out.
Good to hear you tomorrow evening. KB2KOJ, please.